We left off. Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Tana Rav Tachlife Bamarove. We started, but see, we left in the middle. Tana Rav Tachlife Bamarove Kamei de Rabavoy. Shnai Madukim Vitalis. Zen Neitil Admokim Shiodim Agas. Vizen Neitil Admokim Shiodim Agas. Vyashor Chilkim Bishop. Machvalei Rebavuye Uvishvuye. So there are two Gersois. One Gersi is the thesis mentions, not like our Gersi in our Gemara. Machvalei Rebavuye Vashor Bishvuye. According to that Gersi, so Rebavuye would be saying that only the talis that is beyond the peace that each one holds on, has in his hand. So that requires Ishvui. Mashenkin, the peace that each one holds in his hands, doesn't require Ishvui. That's according to that yes. Tesis rejects that yes. Nired legasinon vasho. The avemashi yodimagas yishba. Kim di nishkin ashvo. Shele yodom helich vitekeiv. Mitamze yishba v'masher teifis. So Teisa says, since the whole chiyuv shvili is because it takonis chachom, shilik leachod veachod hilich v'teikit bitalisi shel chaveirei, so memele, it doesn't make any difference whether it's in respect to the peace that each has in his hands or the rest of the talis. It's only special takonis. ומכל מוקים שפי מוחה בסמוך דבקין ימי די תופיס כימן די פוסיק דומה כיוון די הוכה לאח השבועה נטל כל מה שהוא תפיס אפל יסם מחסו והשבועה היא בשביל התיינה מפני התקונה. But then you'll ask if שבועה is required even לגבי the peace that each one has in his hand, so ממילא how can the Gemara Rav Misharshi deduce from that the Thai Sutra kim dit office bei sholish al sholish krinon bei vinosan reyo di cheman di posidom, and he deduces it from Rav Avuyeh's halacha that whatever piece each one has in his hand he gets it, even if it's more, if as a result of that, so the talis will not be equally divided. So it's a raya that whatever is in his hand is considered as it had been detached from the rest of the talis. So the question is, but here it's because of his special takone, so maybe it's not considered like detached. And why does he have to swear? Because of his special takone, shalik leachot veachot, helich viteki vitalish shraveire. So, Teisa says no, that's no kashi. Mikomokim shaper mucha bisamuch. The bikinye mighty tofis kiman di posig domi. Kibn di hoche laachashvue, neitel koma shu teifis. The raya is not from the fact that he gets a shvue. The raya is from the fact that once he takes his shvue, so we don't divide the talis equally between the two. So it's a raya, but whatever piece each one has in his hand that he gets, why is that distinguished from the rest of the talis? The raya is that whatever he grabs in his hand is considered as detached from the rest of the talis. All right. Now the Goyen says here, the Rambam Likosef Kain, El Al De Gilgul, Avala Rosh Shechiach Kedivar Teisus. In other words, Teisus rejects the Gilse, V'Hashor Bishvui. And Teisus says that even the peace that each one has in his hand also requires Ishvui. The Rambam Shitti is not like that. That what requires Ishvui Mitzad Takone, of Shilkayachot Ve'achot Hilech V'Teki V'Tal Yishlach Ve'irei, the vest of the talis, but the piece that each one has in his hand, so that is not does not require Ishvui. Except al the Gilgul, so it's another halach. Al the Gilgul, the Gemara says in Kedushin, one can say if Shimon was nischayev Ishvui, because of the mixas, whatever reason, or Shomrin, to Ruvain, so then Ruvain can say, Hishtavali, Shein Ato Avdi. I mean, something that has no basis and so on. So even when he's Vadai Gomor, in Ato Vadai, Shimon is Ibn Chayrin, and then he says, of course, it's Vadai that he's not the Eved of Ruvain. But since Shimon is mechuyvish with me, he can be migalgil. So here, true, that he doesn't require Ishvui misal zakone of shilkoyachu ve'achotel we take it alish chaveri, but misad gilgul he can be mechay. I would like to explain what's the machlekes between the Rambam and Tesis, and Tesis and the Rosh. So apparently, the Rambam shiti is true the chachomim mo misaki. Mitzat shalikayachot ve'achot hilich v'tikib talish shachavir they should be nishba. But since even though everyone is in mosek, but there are two kinds of mosek. There is the mosek of birur and there is the mosek of sofik. Mosek of birur means when Reuven has complete possession of a certain chifetz, and then Shimon says it's mine, you gazled it from me, I rented it to you. So then it's Ivadai, Chazoke Komashi Rodnu Shishalei. Since Reuven is the Mosek, so it's Ivadai. The Shaila is we mentioned that there is a Machlekes Rishonim in regard to Shnai Merzim Mitalis at Yachleiko. So the Gemara mentions an Ansadi, but and even though it's a special takone, so the Gemara says that Daled, if it hadn't been an ansade, so then the Chachamim wouldn't misaki. So the question is, what does that ansade imply? Does that ansade imply that each one is a mosek in half of the talis? Since they both hold on to the talis, so mainly each one is a mosek in half. If each one is a mosek in half, then Idan Ansade is the building of Mosek. Kal Chazoka Kalmi Alshin Shalei. Or Schneimer's Metalis, so each one is in Mosek in the whole thing. Now, Mosek in the whole thing, we couldn't say Biro, that the whole Talis belongs to Ruben, the whole Talis belongs to Shimon. That's his theorem in Eubay. So, Mele, what kind of din of Mosek do we apply in Midraise? The Sophic din of Mosek, like Machlif Porabach Hameya. So apparently the Rambam Shite is that by Shnai Merzim Italis, even though Anan Sade, the Mighty Tof is Haidi Deyu, Mandi Tof is Haidi Deyu, it doesn't mean that it's Anan Sade, each one is a mosaic in half. So mele there is the building of mosaic. But Anan Sade, that each one is a mosaic in the whole thing, but that's his Tiresa mele, it's a Sophic din of mosaic. Of Hamitzim Chavir Olaraye, like every Sophic, where it's Drora de Momene, Drora de Momene. So, Mimele, the Chachomim were Misakein, Ishwe Shilke Achot Vechot, Hilich Vitigi Vitalish Chavir, but the Chachomim were never Misakein, Ishwe Misas Shilke Achot Vechot, Hilich Vitigi Chavir, when there is a Vadai that it belongs to the Mosek. So, Mimele, so the Rambam distinguishes. If it's Ochis Bikakashte, when both hold on to the fringes of the talis, and no one has in his hand any piece of the talis itself, then is the Sophic din of Mosek. So mele there is a Shvue, but Ligabe the piece that each one has in his hand, so then is the Vadai din of Mosek. And the other one who has a smaller piece in his hand is the Vadei Din of Mosek, Ligabe the smaller piece, not the Sophic Din of Mosek. So, Mele, there is no Shvuye, Midrabonon, Mitzad Tam, Shalikachot Veachot, Helich Viteke, Pitalisi Shalchaveh. Ella must listen. Diktone di palge patodi. Tulikotone zene itlad mokim shi odi magas. Pizene itlad yodish mokim magas. Hichemishkachas lo omra pope di tvise bikakashti. Di tvise bikakashti. Omra bishash, shmamino. Tam rabavu es din. That zene itlad mokim shi odi magas. That high sutra kim di tofis be sholish al sholish. Krinen bei Vinosan Lereo, die Chemann, die Possig Dome. Since each one takes whatever piece of the talis he has in his hand, so it's a raya that when somebody gives the handkerchief, we pass in the hill of Shalkene, some melee, so the Kene gives the handkerchief to the Makne, and the Makne takes a hold of Gimel al Gimel, this is Hashem Beget, so even though the rest of the handkerchief is still in the hands of the Kene, so it's enough, and it's considered Vinosim Biyodi. The Torah, in whose the Posik says, Vinosim Biyodi Visholaf, es Naale Vinosim Reyu, so in other words, so if there is any sine of Gimel al Gimel, it's considered Kimandi Posik a save by taking a hold of Gimel al Gimel, so he is already, it's considered as detached, the Gimel al Gimel piece is detached from the rest of the Talis. Umayshne mi Rav Chisde, the Omar Rav Chisde get biyodo ומשיחו ביודעי אם יוכל לנתקי להביאו אצלו אינו מגרשס ואם לאו מגרשס. If the Baal gives the get to the Isha, but the get has a string attached to it, and then he puts the whole get in the hands of the Isha, but then there's a little string and the Baal still holds on to the string. The string that is attached to the get is still in the hands of the Baal. Ishim gereshes or not? So then it depends. Im yochel inat kilav yetzle eina megereshes. Vim lav megereshes. So if the Baal put the get so much in her hand that he couldn't even pull it out from her, so then it's considered the get is completely in her hand. But if the Baal could, by pulling the string, pull out the get from her hand, so it's not even considered anything. Teisa says, Im yochel inatke. Nired im hoiso. Now, just one thing, Rashi, idiok in Rashi. Dichman de posig dome vikanye makne. והמחה נקנה בלקח, ודווקא נוקת שולש על שולש. דקליבין ונחסיב נעלה, ובוצם שולש אסבוי אסלב בגדו, כדאס רנגע ביטומי. Only a בגד על בגד of גימל אסבוי, so is מקבל תומי. It has ישם קהילה, ישם בגד, but less than גימל גימל does not have ישם בגד. דחמן דפוסק דומה, וקניה ומקנה, ביטניה מקרה מכניקנה בריקיה ודווקא נוקת שולש על שולש דקלי בינון דכסיב נעלה ובוצם שולש אסבוי סלב בגדו כדאשכרה מסום גד ביודו שנוס לו ימשיך או שקושו בו ביודי אם יושקי הרבה שיחות שיוכל לנתקי לגד מלווי אצלי אינו מגרשס על מלאב ניסינל. So we do not say כמאן דפוסק דומה. So the Gemara says there is a special exercise across Hosom Krisis bin. Now, what it mean, Krisis? It's not like a Krisis. Harizi Gita Halnashle Telchel be Sovich Leila. So there, the Krisis means in the marital relationship, he still has certain rights in her, but she's not completely separated from him. In the marriage, she's not completely dissolved. But here it's a crisis in the Nesinus HaGet. In other words, by get, so the get has to be completely in the hand of the Isha, so that the Baal has no keach to pull it out from her. But if the Baal, by pulling the string, is able to pull it out, so it's not considered as a nitzino shel krisus. So it's a different kind of krisus. Teisa says, im yochol inaki. Nira dim hoiso yodo psucho bisho shenosin getli yodo. Vinishala amshicho biyodi. Vikovso yodo bechizek. Shimeshech amshiche liyochil avi etzlo. In other words, if the hand of the isha was open, and then the Baal put the get in the hand of the isha, and the string remained in the Baal's hand, and then while he put the get in the hand of the isha while the hand was open, but then once the Baal put a get in the hand of Isha, she closed her fist, and then the Baal is not able to pull it out. But what is that? True, no? What?
What if the string is really weak? Doesn't it make a difference what kind of string it is?
Well, of course, if it's weak, so you cannot pull it out. If the string is sturdy, then he could pull it out. But Teisa says that even in the case where the Baal could not pull it out, but if the Baal's inability to pull it out, to get from the Isha's hand, is due to the fact that the Isha closed the fist, so Memele is not considered a Nisine, because Nisine has to be made by the Baal, and the Isha has to be completely passive. So Memele, if the inability by the Baal to pull it out is a result of the Isha closing a fist, so then the Nisine is realized, is affected by the Isha, not by the Baal. So it's like Tligit Echmor Avikarki, when the Baal puts the get on the table and the Isha picks up on the table, so of course it's completely in her hand. Once the Isha puts it into her hand, and the Baal cannot pull it out from the hand, but that is done by the Isha, not by the Baal. And by get Nisine means that the Isha has to be passive, and the Baal is the only one who is active in the Maisa Nisine. What? What is that? That she takes it. She, by closing a fist. Senira dim hoiso yodo psucho bisho shenosin getli yodo. ונשארה המשיכו ביודי, ויקופצו יודו בחיזק, שימשך המשיכו לא יוכל להביא אצלו שאינו מגרשס, שהי כשנוסם ביודו כדין שקופצו יודו, הוא יוכל להביא אצלי, והקפיצה לי עושה הוא, אלוהי, והווק את לגית אחמה בקרקה, דיינו מגרשס, דלו יקרינם בבינוסם ביוד, והוכה דקומה, אם איני יוכל להביא אצלי מגרשס, so Mayre gegen Shehoisa Yodo Kfutso. In other words, she had her hand closed and it was a little open, and then the Baal folded the get and he pushed it with pressure. He pushed it into her hand. So Mayre, the Baal is unable, and he pushed it so hard that he couldn't pull it out by pulling the string. So Mayre, the Baal did everything. The Isha did not participate in the full kabbalah of the get. So mele it's not legit on the card. Vehocha dikoma imeni yochel avi etzel dimgrashes kin shoyso yodo kfutso vihu tocha biyodo kokar bechizek shim yimshe hamshiche lo yovi haget etzel. So originally it was written to Israel, Name Pirish. So if we are Geiris, if we don't strike out, as the Maram does, the term, the word Name, so that means that Rabnetam is in agreement with the Israel. But the Maram put the term Name in parentheses. He took it out. But I don't see any necessity in taking it out, because we can be geres the way it's mentioned in the text. V'rabnotam name pirish im haget kovit kolkach shim reitzelim shechaget elof. תינותי כמשיך עם מגרשס ומי רבי יודע פסוכו ולא יקופסו ולא יעושה זו שום דבר. So the Maram was מייחיק דנמי because on the surface it appears that Rabbi Natan is חיליק on טייס ושיטי, because טייס says that Rabbi Misharshi is Rabbi Misharshi is הלוכה is has reference to the case where he put the get in a yard that was already closed but just a little opening, and with pressure he put it in. And Rabbi Natan says that Rabbi Misharshi's halacha is reference to the case where he put the get in an open end. The answer is there are two situations. The Teisves doesn't discuss the case where the get is very heavy. Where the get, Teisves discusses the case where the get is written on cloth, on paper. So mainly if the hand is open, so then the Baal and the Baal could pull it out easily as long as he has the string in his hand. So he has to apply it to the case where the hand of the Isha at the very outset was already closed with a little opening, and then he pushed it with force into the opening of the hand. Masha'in King Rabbi Natan, he has reference to a get that was written, let's say, on a heavy tablet. So Mimele, even if he puts it in an open hand, not in a hand that is mostly closed, but since it's a heavy get, it's written on a metal or a wooden tablet, so Mimele, the Baal is unable to pull it by pulling the string to pull out the get. So Mimele, the Baal does everything. So Mimele is Migrashes. So we don't have to introduce a Machlekes between Teisves and Rabbi Tamshit. I really don't understand why the Maram made a correction. Now, Teisves, Rabbi Kveger, Esikashi, against Teisves and Bumetzia. Taste the things of this from this Gemara. Now the Mishnah in Elenayres, the Chavtes on the Aleph says, Elenayres sheyesh lem knas. So the Mishnah mentions Habolanide, Alamazeres, Alansino, Alakusis, Habolagieres, Alashvuyo, Alashifro, Chayavimal, Habolachesei, Chayav Malkes and Chayav Krisis, and Chayav Krisis are also Chayav Malkes. So Mimele is, so there is Knas. Then the Gemara says, so Abolach he say, so there is a Chayav Knas, there is a Chayav Knas, and why, in spite of the fact that there is Malkes by Abolach, because Kol Chayav Krisis, there is Malkes too, because, and we don't say Ein Odom Leikel Mishalim, because only Ligabe, in other words, so the Gemara says, Amaroim, let's say, when is there a Chiyuv Knas? Only if he didn't get Asroi, he was Balach, he say, or Alamam Zeres, and he didn't get Asroi. So in Mele, there is no Malkes. So true, Gabi Mrs. Bezden, there is Aloch of Tony Vecheskie, that Chayovi Mrs. Bezden Shegege, Mistrum Tashluim. So that is deduced from the posik of Banigi Fishor of Yosef Lodel. If the Isha, the mother, does not die as a result of the Akoye by the Negev, so then the Negev is Mechuyev to pay to the Baal that may have Lodes. But Hoim Lo Yosin Onish Onish Hoim Yosin, but if the pregnant mother it dies as a result of the Negev, and there are two things that happen. First of all, he kills the woman and he kills the Vlodes. So then he doesn't have to pay to the Baal that may have Vlodes, because commonly Mirabne. So the Gavid Aloha that Chayovi Mrs. Bezn patas from tashlumim, so that is mentioned in the parsha of in loyos in onish yonish. Tonad v'cheski says that the chayovim misheikin are also patas tashlumim, but that halacha does not apply to chayovim malke sheikin or chayovim malke shelo yisrobe. Then the Gemara says, because one Tana says that, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone says that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone o yeise sima kipurim bishabes le tashlumim. Ma shabes mischaye benafshe u potam le tashlumim. Afi ma kipurim mischaye benafshe potam le tashlumim. So according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone, the same aloche of coming the rabbi that is true of Chayovi Mrs. Besden, if somebody is Erik Chetz and Shabbos and Koras Roim Balachose, so he's Potam Rishalim and the Seroim, so if somebody will be Erik Chetz and Im Kippah, not Nisa Mrs. Besden, only Nisa Koras, and be Koras Roim Balachose, so he'll be Potter to pay for the Seroim that he was Mazik. That's according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone. So then there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove. What is the basis for Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone's halach? Bishlei meligabi Mrs. Besden, we have the parsha in Mishpotim, in lo yiyose, in onish yonish. But Koras, we don't have a parsha, a posik, that Koras patas from the. So Abaye says the time of Nechunya ben Akone is Omar Abaye nemar osim b'di odom v'nemar osim b'di shamay. Here, ligabi Mrs. Besden, the Torah uses the lotion of osim in lo yi osin onish onish. And we find the same expression of osim ligabi yeninish b'di shamay in gabi Yaakov Avinu. He said ligabi b'yomim, that he doesn't want to let b'yomim go with them because maybe and also in will overtake him. So Mao saying, so it's exhaustive. Mao saying, Omo Bidi Odom, Potam Tashlumim, Afosin, Omo Bidi Shamayim, Potam Tashlumim. So then, that's a bay. Rove says, the Yalfuse of Rebbe Nechunya ben Akone is not exhaustive of Osin Ose. But he says, Omo Rove, Omo Taime, the Rebbe Nechunya ben Akone Moch. Vim halim yalimu amoretz es neyem eno yishahu bisite mizar la melech. If somebody is nice in zar la melech, so is chayv Mrs. Besden, is chayv Koras, if there is no edim and asoy and kabolas asoy, so the Torah says, suppose Besden doesn't meet out mise against the one who was nice in zar la melech, visamti ani esponai bo yishahu ומשפחתי, ויחרתי איזה, אומרותירו קורא שלי, כיבור שלכם. So here, there is a hekish. The Torah, this passage mentions, ואם הלם ילימו אמורס, זה נהם נשאו, that is reference to Mrs. Best, ויחרתי אני איזה, that's a chorus. So there is a hekish between Mrs. Besden and Koras. Ma Mrs. Shalachem potam et ashlumim af Koras shali potam et ashlumim. So then the Gemara says ma yike bin Rove labai. What's the difference whether the Yalfuse of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone is a Gershove of Osin Osein or it's a hekesh between Koras Shalachem and Koras shali? So the Gemara says nafkemuni is ligabe yenisar of Mise b'di shamay. Let's say chilev, there is a chilev chorus. So according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone, if somebody eats chilev and at the time of the eating chilev he is mazik, momen, so he's pot. But suppose he zar eats truma, so there's a chilev mishe shemayim. So suppose he zar eats truma that doesn't belong to him, it belongs to the kohen. So then, according to Abaye, who learns out Rabbi Nachum Nachon is din as the exereshove of Osin Osin. So mele, not only does the exereshove imply that Kores has the same din as Mrs. Bezin, even Mrs. Shemaim, but according to Rove, it learns out Rabbi Nachum Nachon is din from the hekesh between Koresh Alachem and Koresh Ali, so only Koresh has the din of Kom the Rabnei. But Misri Shemayim does not have a din of Kom the Rabnei. Ike benaye zar shochel trume. La baye poter, ul rove chayev. Ul la baye poter, vom arafriz de midarem nechunye bena kone. Begin if chalbi shal chavere vi ochle ishu chayev. Shekvon is chayev bignei ve koidem sheboli di yisachele. So arafriz de says, that even Reb Nachum Ben Akonel b'meide, if somebody steals chilev shel chaverei and then eats it later, so then he's mechuyev, the ganef is mechuyev to pay. Why? Because he became mechuyev in the gneive at the moment he was magbia the chilev. When did he become mechuyev? Kores, only when he eats it. So it's not b'idne, so there is no aloch of kom de rabne. Alme de midne de agvi kanye mischayev nafshile ave ad ochle hochename. So why does the Gemara say that according to Abai zar shochel trumo, so he's potter of paying to the kohen for the trumo, but he should be chayev because the moment he picked up the trumo of the kohen, he became a chuyev as a ganef. And when does he become a chuyev misri shemayim? Later, when he eats it. In other words, when Gemara says that Labaye is poter, it is reference to the case when it was bidne, when Reuven pushed the truma of Levi into the mouth, into the bisapli of Shimon. So it was basachas. Safe, kidn't last he can. Even if he pushes it, but the moment that Shimon chews it, so then he is keen it. Hakboye doesn't mean dafki with the hand. There can be hakboye with the mouth too. And when does he become a chuyev? When he swallows and it goes down into the stomach, some mele it's not bid. In other words, when the Gemara says, according to Abaye, Zar Shochel Truma is potter to pay, has reference to the case where Reuven pushed it into the Bisabli of Shimon. So the Gemara says, if Reuven pushed it, but Shimon was in a position to spit it out in spite of Reuven's pushing, and he didn't, so then who is the mazik and who is the gazlan? Shimon is the gazlan, not Reuven. And if he doesn't do it, some mele is chayev. So Rashi says, so even before it goes down to the stomach, the moment it comes into his mouth and he can spit it out the first moment, and he doesn't, so then he becomes mechuyev. But when does it become mechuyev? When it goes down, so it's not beaten it. And if he cannot spit it out, so why is a chayev? So then we don't have to resort to come the rabbi. He's an onus. So the Gemara says, lo yitzricha de motzel adur al de atchak. In other words, he cannot spit it out so that it be edible. He can spit it out, but in other words, he forced it so much into the mouth that even before it went down the stomach, it was so moist that even if he'll spit it out, so you'll not be able to return it to the king. So of what avail is the spitting out? So Mimele, so he says, Diname Adre Mimese, Vilchazile Bailin, Hilkach Migzle Gozle, Amaika Machayavle, Bitashlumi Anaz Grene, Umeov, Haishaite Echio Misig. So Tesis says, in Kuves, Vidl Mosla Adura Machayev, Pierre Bekuntras Amaichayev. Amaichayev Misig. He's an honest. We don't have to resort to come the Ramne. Vikei Koshaliri, the lake Yeshim Erzainim in Yachle Litri. The hashte vadechayev misi, afal gavnei mosaladu. Let's say, why don't we apply to the case where Shimon lets, with his consent, Reuven says to Shimon, I'm going to push down into your base of bleed, Trum. And Shimon says, okay. And then he starts pushing it. So then, we cannot ask Yidl Mosel Adur Amay Chayev, because since at the very outset Shimon agreed to eat the trume, so Memele is not considered an onus, even if later on, before it goes down into his stomach, he has harot, because onus means onus all the time. If somebody is an onus last moment of the Maisa Avere, but at the beginning he was not an onus, so he's not considered an onus. That's the issue.
I don't understand what I was decided about paying the Korean.
Why not?
The son is giving it.
What?
The sign is that the water gets to be hived to the cane for
yeah.
But why should he even
Well, this is what Gemara is asking. If his Reuven is teichiv the truma into the base habli of Shimon, and if he's motzal adurei, so and it doesn't spit it out, so memele Shimon is chayev at that time, even before it goes down into the base habli, chayev to pay before it goes down to the base habli. What is that?
Why does he want to pay the cane? The cane
himself
is giving it
then. Not a cane. Another person. Reuven is pushing down the truma of Levi into Shimon's Visabli. Shimon's Visabli. So, please be contrast Amai Chayev. Amai Chayev Misi. Amai Chayev Misi is an honest. Because the read the lake kishem mercenim and yachle litre, the vash the vay the chayev misi, afagavimus ladore, umominamum chayev, kimdul musladore alanas grene, umayov, vahi shaiti com the rabmine. So we nearly read ocheperushi, amai chayev momin vareuli gozle, vanosilim chayev, veritzvomi forskishitas rashi. But kashed by the re against rashi is, why doesn't the Gemara apply it to the case where Shimon allowed, agreed, gave rishus to Reuven to push it into his ablia, so it's not anonymous? For his form of first kishes Rashi, upshitali lashas, daire kishetichavli balkoch, dichetichavli mirzenei, miyad kishemesim bipiv, veloya adre is kono miyad li ischaye bions, veimboim kechot, de mistome mania bipiv, So in other words, he says that you can explain it like Rashi, and Gemara obviously has referenced the case where he's techefli bal korche, because if he's techefli merzene, so then he's not an onus. Even though later on, when it goes down to bisapli, he has charot. As a matter of fact, there is a machlekes rishenim in the Chuvis Rivosh, in Chuvis Tashbat, in regard to the Gilis Vorat, where they were given an alternative, that they have to go into exile by a certain deadline. And if anybody who refuses to accept the Christian faith, will go into exile, so they won't kill him. But by a certain deadline, whatever the deadline was, the deadline happened to be Tisha B'Av that time. But if by Tisha B'Av he doesn't go into exile, so later on, if he refuses to embrace Christianity, so then he'll be killed. So there are a number of Jews who, on Tisha B'Av, they were not strong enough, you know, to go into exile. Even though the alternative did not mean death, it only meant suffering, and that's not onus. But then later on, they had charote, and they were ready to go into exile. But at that time, the Spanish government did not give them that option, whether they were kosher ladies or not. So there are 2 days. The Mir in Sanhedrin also mentioned the 2 days. And it's mashma from the Loshna Rambam in Pirkei Milchas, he said that the Rambam agrees with the Risheni, like the Rivosh, that he doesn't have a din of onus. Because onus means that my havel mevat, but me say has a din of onus, even though it's your gal yavya. But Mashain Kane, if the alternative, if it's a result of not being either on the Israel result, it would be just suffering in Yisurim of exile, of going into Goles, so he doesn't have a din of onus. And even though later on he has charote and he's willing to go into exile, but then he has a din of onus. So then, at the last moment, he is an onus, but that's not considered an onus. And there is some mifarshim, Amidai from Loshon of Rashi, of Loshon of the Rambam, Pirkei Milchas, say that here, the Rambam says that on the 3 Averes, the Yorg, Lo Yaveir, but Oba Volinerak is the potter of onus. So he says, Bamedvar Mamurim Shoso Beines, Avol, Imosa Bersene, Hareyu ki kelef shoval kiei v'yereit l'madriga tachtine shalganim. So some of them ask, what is Michael Marshall? So they say, the Rambam has reference to such a case. Bamed v'am amurim shovar v'enis, where at the very outset, the alternative was death. So then he has the inner forms. Avo imovat avizor v'yereit. In other words, at the very outset, he had the option of going into exile, and that's certainly not an is. But then later on, he was ready to go into exile. But Anos didn't give him that option. So, Ariyuki Kelef Shoval Kiei. So that's Teis Veshita also. Then Teis says, Dimi Stomi Minicho Bipiv. והכן תכף ליבס בוי, אוי ביקוש, ואם תמצא למה, שהוא בריש הקוש, מתחלוסי ועד גמר בסבריה, מכל מוקים כן איסי בפיו, לישחי ואונסקי. אף על גב די יוכל לנתקי להביא אצלי, די דווקא להנגת המרינון, היכה די יוכל לנתקי להביא גט, משום בינון קריסס, ואהגיע בי, אבל לנסחיה, even though Reuven pushes it with the kush, with his stick, into the base of Lie, and even though Reuven is still able to push it out, so then he's still mechuyev, because he's kenet. But only gabi get, we say, the heichad yochal in atke, to have a get, mishum de binon krisus, v'agidebe, avul in yisriye. So even Yochel Inatke is Kenet. Only by get it's not considered Nisine because of his special Xerosakosov of Christus. Was the Raya? So Tesis mentions the Raya from the Gemara in Bomitzi. Before he came to Bomitzi, Tal is Chetzi al Gabi Karake, the Chetzi al Gabi Omut, the Ibi a Chetzi al Gabi Karake, the Likono, Mitam Shi Yochel Inatke Lavi Etzle. In other words, if a certain Tal is Shal Hefka, it happens to be half of it al gabikark, and the other end is on top of the omit. And then somebody picked up the half that is al gabikark. He's not kene, even that half is not kene. Why? Because mitam, the economy mitam, she yochel not obviously. He'll only kene if he pulls the whole talis and the whole talis comes into his hands. But suppose he just grabs a hold of one end of the talis and the other end remains on top of the post of the amud, so he's not kene anything. Even though when he grabbed the hold of one end of the talis, he was in the position of pulling the whole talis that he should be in his possession. So that's not considered. So he says, "L'konomi tam shiyochel natkol avi etzli." V'chiv mishin izeich mitam ze ho adin din migar aslius acher shemunar b'sichyodei oy b'sichpiv mitam ze. So this verse mentions a raya that yochel natkol avi etzli is not migara the kinyan. From the Gemara Mamzis, Rabbi Kveiga Resikashi, Tomua, he says, why does Teisves have to resort to Rayas from Bamzis? Ligabe Italis, Shechetzi al Gabe Karka, Bechetzi al Gabe Omut. In that same daf, the Gemara says that the only by get, if the Baal is. Because of the special Zerasakos of Krisis. But by Adakionimo, there is no aloha of Krisis, so then the fact that the Baal, the Maknes, Yochlan, Gil, Vietzle, does not diminish the Kinyan by the Kene. So the Rabbi Kriya says, Tmueli, Holy Hedi, Vichain Bumsir Zainam Dale, Vitzolli, Iungot. So the flug is a very strong kasha. Why does Teisves have to resort to a raya from Momtzie in regard to Talis Shoresh Yechod al Karka Veresh Yashin al Gabeom? When the Gemara that only Gabiget, if Yochel and Natkil Aviatzle, it negates the Kinyan in the get. But by Shorki Onimu, there is no din of Krisis not. When the Gemara Beferes says it's in the same daf, so what is the teretz? I think the teretz, the pshat and the tesis, is as follows. In other words, the Gemara is the kashim of Mitzir, here. Omar Rav Mishashi, Shma mino hai sudre, kibn di tofis bei sholin shal sholish, krinem bei vinosan reyo, dichman di posigdom, vikon. Since Rav Avuye says that the peace that each one has in his hand, so that he gets, and only the rest is equally divided. So why is that piece also not divided? The answer is because that piece that is in the hand of one is considered like the teshramitals. So then the Gemara Sikashe from get biyodo umshich biyodei im yochel inat kol aviyetzle. So then, the aloch is in the Megreshes, so Mele, why does Rabbi Mishashi say, Hai Sutra Kim Litofet B'Sholish Al Sholish, since the Kene, since the Makne of the Sode, holds, we pass from like Levi, B'Kilev Shal Kene, so the Kene, the Likeach, gives the handkerchief to the Makne, to the Mecher. So the moment the Makne takes a hold of Gimu al Gimu from the handkerchief, so it's considered Vinosan Biyodei, even though the Makne, the Likeach, the Makne of the handkerchief, the Likeach, so is able to pull it out. But if it's Kiman the Posik Dome, so here, since he's able, how can we say that Inam Gereshes? So the Gemara says there is a special Geros HaKosov of Krisis. So that's Ligabi Kinyan Yat, because by Chlipten there is also a requirement of Nisine of the Kele, not other Kinyonim of the Kele. There has to be Nisine of the Kele. So Ligabi Kinyan Yad, so even so by other things, chutz migereshin, so even though he's able to pull it out, so memele he doesn't negate the maisa kinyan of the one who has the chayfes in his hand. Only by get, if he's able to pull it out, so there is a chitzon of chayfes. Mashein kein ligabe kinyan agboye. Here Teisves mentions the case where the kinyan is not a kinyan yad, where the kinyan is a kinyan agboye. Because as far as kinyan yad is concerned, so in other words, so then the chayfes has to be in his hand. But if one end of the talis lies on the karka, on the floor, and then the other end is on top of an amud, and then one person takes a hold of the end of the talis that is on the karka, so mimele, here there couldn't be a kinyan misad nisine. Nisine has to be when he holds the whole talis, but the whole talis he doesn't hold. He just picked up this end of the talis, so there couldn't be the kinyan of nisine. But what kinyan could? What kinyan could there be? Hagboye. So there the Gemara says no. He's not kinyan misad hagboye. He's not kinyan misad hagboye. Why? Because he's not kinyan misad hagboye. Because even though is yochel not klavir etzli, latzli, so he has to bring a raya that the fact that is yochel not klavir etzli, so is under so the fact that is since he's not able to be kene, so the some mele hoadin din migaras chizachia, but he couldn't mention the raya, and why is it distinguished from get? So he says because get there is aloha of krisis. So then, so Rav Kriya's kasha is why does he have to mention a raya from this gemore ligabi talis shoyoch rishin al munach al gab karke. Because Hasheni is al gabi omud, it's a gemara miforeshes in the same daf. The answer is the gemara miforeshes is ligabi the kinyan yad, but Hasheni can ligabi kinyan agboye. So maybe even without krisis, it's not considered the fact that it's yochel linatko avio etzlei. So maybe it undermines, it negates the kinyan. So that's why Teisves has to resort to the raya from the Gemara Mometzie and not cannot mention that because of what the Gemara says. Beferesh, the Shan Hosom, the beget, binon krisis vilek. Binon krisis vilek. All right.
I'm going to ask you something. Would that be similar to this case where the Amphala is holding a sefer on the roof? And it rolls down, and it's holding on the ground.
Somebody holds the safe. Oh, you mean the safe? Yeah, the Gemara, yeah.
So what's the halakha there? He can pull it back.
He can pull it back, yeah.
That's lost, because it's not taking the kinyan from
the Shisra. Yeah, all right, so it's the same thing. I mean, in other words, the fact that it's yochel inatki or avia eslei does not negate the kinyan. It's the same halakha. All right, now, Omarove, im hoiso talis muzeve eschilki, pshite, what kind of a chiddush is it? Lo itzriche di koye dahave beimitze, where the gold is in the middle. Honame pshite, so they should divide the gold. Lo itzriche di mikref lgav lechat, in other words, let's say one holds this $100 and the other one holds this $100. The gold happens to be closer to the end where Reuven holds, and farther away to the end where Shimon holds. Mao di teime adomale plague hoche. In other words, lengthwise. So then Reuven will get all the gold and Shimon will get no gold. So, Kamashmul and Domalei, my chosi, the Palgesoche plegoch. Why divide it lengthwise? Let's divide it widthwise. Now, it doesn't mean that we cut the talus into two halves. It means in the domim. In other words, the domim have to be divided as if the talus had been cut widthwise. Tana Rabbanan, Shnaim Adukim Bishtar. Mal ve'imer sheliyu v'nofal mimeni u'mitzosim. Ruven and Shimon, and Ruven is the Malve of the Chayv. It's a Shtar Chayv for 11 Zuz, $1,000. And Ruven the Malve and Shimon the Leve both hold on to the Shtar. So Ruven holds on to one end of the Shtar, and Shimon holds on to the other end of the Shtar. Malve and they come before best. Malve imer shaliyu, v'nofal mimeni u'mitzosim. The Malve says, it's mine. In other words, and I dropped it. Because until the debt is collected, who keeps the Shtar? The Malve. The moment the debt is paid up, so a prudent Leve is a prudent, if he's a good businessman, so then will demand that before he gets paid the debt, he should surrender the Shtar. And then the Leve will tear up the Shtar, so he couldn't collect again. But here, the Shtar was found in the street, and then they both come to Besdin, both holding on to the Shtar. Ruven the Malve holds on to one end of the Shtar, and Shimon the Leve holds on to the other end of the Shtar. So the Malve says, Shaliu, because I was holding it, and I lost it, because you didn't pay it up. And the Leve said, I mean Shaliu, so then it's mentioned, Shaliu, not Shalochu. Leve Omar Shaliu, Uperatif. In other words, I picked it up first, because I lost it, because when I paid you the debt, so then you surrendered the Shtar, and I forgot to tear it up. So then, and I lost it, and now I picked it up. So, Yiskai Mashtar B'chayismov, Divrei Rebbe. In other words, if the Shtar is not Mikuyim as yet, so then Bezdin tells the Malve Ruvein, you want to collect the debt, so then you have to Mikuyim the Shtar. Otherwise, you cannot collect anything. Because midrabbonon, every shtar requires kiyum. So, divrei Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel, ima yachleiku, nofel yadayon lo yitziu ilomis. Reb Yisei Ma'ari b'chaskasi. Omama, yizkayim hashtar b'chayismov. And if Ruvein is able to find daily kiyum, so then the Malve can collect the whole debt. V'golvo l'malve kule. But the question is, even if he's mekayim the shtar, why should he be able to collect the whole debt? True, the shtar is not mizuyif. What does kiyum accomplish? Kiyum only verifies that it was not forged, because Edim recognized the signature of the purporting witnesses, signatory. But a shtar without possession by the malve cannot be given. Suppose the shtar lies in the street, and it's mentioned that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruvein. Will Ruvein be able to collect? Of course not. The whole raya of shtaros is based upon the fact there is a baal shtar, somebody who has possession of the shtar. But if it lies in the street, there is no raya of shtaros. It's just a piece of paper, as if it had been blank. The whole raya of shtaros in machsum l'shtar is only shayach if there is a baal shtar who is tofus in the shtar. But since this shtar was found in the street and they both picked it up, and each one says that he picked it up first, some mele, what kind of raya of shtaros is it? But since shnayim ozen mitales, so both are considered mozokim, some mele each one gets a hat. So here too, he should get only half, and the Gemara assumed Havamine, that according to Rebbe, if he's Mekayim Shtar, he's able to collect the whole debt, not just the half. So the Gemara has the Kashe, V'Kovlim Alve Kulei, V'Lesli Masnissim Shnayim Osim. Omar Ove, Omar Rav Nachman, B'Mikuyem Divrei Hakel Yachleik. So if it is Mikuyem, everybody agrees that it's Yachleik. Kiplige Bishayne Mikuyem. Well, it's not Mikuyem. But the Malves is made, the Leve is made that it was not forged. Genuine. He told the witnesses to sign the Shtar. But he says it's not genuine, but I paid it up. I paid it up, and then the Malve surrendered the Shtar to me, and then I forgot to tear it up, and then I lost it, and then I picked it up. So Rebbe holds, Rebbe Sovar, made the Bishtar Shekosvei Tzorich Lekaimi. In other words, if a Leve is made, the Shtar is not Mizuyev, but he's staying that he's Porua, so then we don't say that since he could have been taken Mizuyev, so then the Malve wouldn't be able to collect. In other words, if the Malve produces Ishtar, that he has exclusive possession in, and it's not verified, it's not authenticated by the Kiyum, so then he cannot collect a penny. Some melee, but here the question is, suppose it's not authenticated by Edi Kiyum, but it's authenticated by the Leve himself. So he does Baldin Kimeden Dome, but the Leve is staying Porua. So do we say that the Leve, but Imige, yeah, he has Imige because he could have been Tein Mizuyev. So he would be Nehem, he could have been Tein Porua. So he could have been Tein Mizuyev. So he would have been Emon. So now that he's made it's not Mizuyev, but he says Porua. So Meli should also be Emon. So this is what Rebbe says, what Rebbe says. Rebbe Sova made Bishtar Shekosvei Tzorich Lekaimi. V'mikayim Lei is Polik. And if he's Mikayim, then they divide it. Because Ishtar Mikuyem, if the Malv has exclusive possession, the Leve no possession, so he's gave it. But Ishtar Mikuyem both have possession, so he's divided. Vil Mikayim Lei Loi Polik. My time chasve be'almeu. Because since the Shtar is not in Mikuyem, so it's just a piece of paper. Just a piece of paper. So Mimele, and we do not say that since he does Baldin Kimeidim Dome, so Mimele is considered Shtar Mikuyem. And if it's Shtar Mikuyem, so then we cannot say that he has a migi. So Rebbe says, no, it's not considered Mikuyim. Kiyum means Dafke al the Eidim, not al the Idwas Baldin. In the Nemomene, so there is a special aloche that he does Baldin Kimeidim Dom, he becomes Mikuyim. But Kiyum is a special aloche. It has to be verified, not through Yichoches Be'alme. It has to be verified through Agodas Eidim. And here it wasn't verified, it wasn't authenticated for Agodas Eidim. The Reb Shimon Gamliel Sovar made a Bishtar Shekosvei Zein Tzorch Likaimi. The Afal Gavi Loi Mikaim Lei, it becomes Mikuyem for the Yidoaz Baldin. Now let's see the Rashi. Kol Almuri Pligad Yachleik, Dichi Amrim Liskaim Ashtar Becheismov, Loi Limigve Mal Vekulei Koma. Elo limigve palti uplugtaye kishen mikuyim. Rebbe sovaraf al pisha leve meida lei shekosav shtar ze vilovelei moyei sorch hamalve likaimi becheizmo vaafilu ashtar v'yodei nemona leve leim aperativ dichol zman shen mikuyim manko mashvel ishto leve shemeida lei shekosvei homa deporua. In other words, there has to be a kiyum. And what does kiyum mean? Kiyum doesn't mean just a genuine. Kiyum means it is a shtar that through which he can collect. But if he says on one hand it's genuine. On the other hand, it says that it was paid up, so it's shtavish every email. Some mail it's not mikuyim, so he cannot collect. Homa poria avol mishashta mozek al paid off. Ain't I'll even em on lima parite. Hil kaze sheshne mozakim bay. He mikayim le malve baydes, umashvel ishta marie, ain't I'll even em on bamerosi. El al de hazok, ze shodig bay. Vareo kisho mitzio polik. Viloi loi polik. Shafil kuli biada malve, and nemon alive lima le parite. In other words, so you have a machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe holds made bishtar shekosvi soch likaimi, and we don't say that the idras of the leve, that the genuine debt is the kiyum, and mele, if debt is the kiyum, so there is the bureau of tov yodemai boye, and mele we cannot say he's nemon b'mige, because the idoye of tov yodemai boye is a bureau of eris. Because the shtar is written by the leve and is given to the malve in order that he should be able, the balashtar should be able to collect the debt, and then the leve will not be able to say, I paid it, because it was written for that purpose. That's the aloha of shtores. So the shtar b'yod my boy is not an extraneous echoche. It's not Yehoche Zodis, but it's a Rai of Edes. So maybe if it's a Rai of Edes, we cannot say that he has a Mige, because it's a Mige Mokem Edim. It's negative Biro of the Shtar, which is a Biro of Edes. And we pass like Rabbi. So we have to understand, what is the Aloche of Medi Bishtar Shikosvi, Tzorach Likaimi? And why isn't he Nemon B'Nigeh? So one way of saying it is because Shtar B'Yodeh my boy is not an extraneous Echach. Shtar B'Yodeh my boy is a Raya of Edes. And if it's a Raya of Edes, so he cannot say Mige, because he could be Tein Mizuyeh if he would be Nemon. So mainly if he says Parait, he's also Nemon. Because since it's a Raya, since it becomes mikuyem to the idoye by the labor that it wasn't forged, so mimele the mige is a mige mokemed. That's one way of explaining it. But there is another way of explaining it. Let's see. It tastes very stuffy, chesing shuvis. The Mishneh dafit chesing basically says, Hoedim shomru ksav yodeinu uzeh. Avanusim oyinu, ktanim oyinu, psuledes oyinu, harilu nemoni. If inks have yodom yesim mokmacher. So in other words, there is no midi. There is no apeshos or apeshidia. So if the edim, the signatories, because how is ishtar on the sky? In three ways. One way is if the signatories themselves testify that that's their signature. It wasn't forced. Second way of being mikayim shtar, if other edim who are familiar with the signature of the purporting witnesses testify that they recognize that this is their, the other edim's, genuine signature. A third way of being mikayim shtar, if the bezdin is familiar with the signature of the purporting witnesses. So, ho edim, shomok savya deinuze. So that's the first way of being mikayim shtar. But they say two things. Avo anusim oyinu, so we are anusim, oktanim, we are psuleides. So mele the shtar is a chaspe balme anyway. So hareilu nemoni. Why? Because of a pesha or sara pesha ita. So Rashi says hareilu nemoni, psuleides oyinu. Kravim or Misakim, Mikuvia, Rishoim, Harel in the morning, Kibn the inks of Yodom Nika, LLPM, a Peshe Osa, a Peshe Eat, Kehre the Hemnes Laho im Nuaho. Rashi is Midaik in his Losh, all over in Ksuves, in Bomtsie, in Bobasre, that a Peshe Osa, a Peshe Eat, a Ligabeidim, is not an Indian of me, because the flug, it's a big chiddush to say Miga Ligabeidim. Miguel, we find Ligabi Baldova. We don't find Miguel Ligabi somebody else. And that's Gemara in Ksuves, Daf Chavov. So the Gemara in Ksuves, Daf Chavov says, Daf Chofei Omid Beis says, Harei Chizitanyi, Harei Shebo Voma Bnize Vikeinu. Somebody comes and he's Muzek Vikein. And then he testifies, and another person, a visitor, who was not a resident in that city, that visitor is his son. If he is son, so he's also a kin, unless he is a ben kushe ben chalutze. But the father testifies, bni uvi kin, he is my son, and he is not a ben kushe ben chalutze. I mean, I marry, his mother was not a kushe, so he is also a kin. So, nemon lachili bitumo. So we can give him truma, because truma is isurin. So idechod is nemon bisurin. So by idechod nemon bisurin, so there is no psul of korev, and there is no alochef to aid him. And idechod is nemon, and all the psulim are nemon, korev, and nishe, amin. Everybody has nemones. But lashie isho is idrosh be'alvo. So in Dorosh Be'avo, Pachas Mishnai, so that requires 80. So, Mimele, since he's a Korev, he's a father, even if somebody else joins with him, who testifies the same thing, that he's his son, and that he's a Kayan, but the father is a Korev, he's postulates. Omale Rebchie, why do you distinguish between lachili bitrumo and lashiish monefshach? If it's true or it's not true. If it's true, so it should be nemon lashiish too. If it's not true, there's no union of likimad over here. And if it's not true, so why is he nemon lachili bitrumo? Omalei. So Rebbe said, because the one who testifies that he is his son, he is a kid, and everybody will give him truma. So mele, why should he lie? He has a miyeh, biyode. He's also like miyeh. So in other words, he can't give him truma anyway. So why should he lie? Masha'in kein, lashia isho, he cannot be masha'i isho, in bezn will not let him. So mele, there is no mig. So teisves. So we could say that the pshat is that legavila achil bitrumo there is a mig. Legavila shia isho there is no mig. But suppose there would be a mig legavila shia isho, it would also be good. But la shia isho is not biyode. There is no mig. The Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, the Ran, in Ksuvet they say no. It's not just that there is Bimtzias, there is no Migi. Ligabi Lashir Yisho, there is Aloha in Dorosh Be'er, Parash Mishnayim, some Mele other Choches are not effective. Let's say, Ligabi Lashir Yisho. So suppose somebody in Odom Kosher will testify that he's a kosher. So Bezdin cannot give a psak that mutal ashiyish, because there is halacha for pishnai made him yokum dovo. But legabe lachil v'tzoma is isurin. We are only interested in being mivar defects. So there is, so extraneous halachas are also sufficient. So the Ramban as the kashi, but what's the reason as to why Dovo Shebe'avo requires faith? Dovo Dovo Mimami. So Mimele, the main source of Eidim and the Psulim Anat Nemon is Mami. And by Mami, all the Migas, all of Bulmat, Bulbasre, Bulmitsie, and Ksuves is based upon the fact that by Mami, there is Nemonis of Migas. That's Ramban's Kashi. So the Ramban gives a very simple terrace. He says, by Momin, there are two halachas. There is Nemonis of Edis. And then there is Nemonis of Baldova. For example, Ravune holds that Bore Vishem or Bore Odif. If Ruven says to Shimon, I lent you $1,000. And Shimon says, I don't remember. Maybe you did, but I don't remember. My memory fails me. So Ravune says, Ruven can collect. Rav Nachman says, Bore Vishem or Lav Bore Odif. But only in Nideya in Srayafti. But in the case of Nideya in Praticho, so then Ruven is made, so Rav Nachman is made that Bore Odif. Why is Bore Odif? Because there is a Cheskas Chiyuv. So the Shach, in Chesh Mishpe says, doesn't mean Cheskas Chiyuv, it can be Meitzi Momin. You cannot be Meitzi Momin al Pirov. How can you be Meitzi Momin al Pichazoke? But it means the Cheskas Chiyuv corroborates the Taine of the Baldovo, of the Malve. Ruven says to Shimon, I lent you $1,000 and you didn't pay it up yet. And Shimon says, I know that I borrowed, but I have a sofik, maybe I paid you up. So then, Biteras Baldovo, the Malve, is Nemon even according to Rav Nachman. But there is no aloha that the Baldovo has Nemonis in all times, because you always have two tainas by the two opposite Balidvorim, and one taina contradicts the taina of the other Baldovo. So they are clawing. So where there is Cheskas Chiyuv, where Shimon is made that he became a Choyev, he bowed, but he says, I don't know whether I paid you up or not, so then Ruvein has Nemones Biteras Baldovo. So the Nemones of Taine Baldovo is only shayach by Momi, but by Dovah Shebe'avo it's not shayach to say Baldovo, by Dovah Shebe'avo. So Mimele, Rebbe says, Eini Nemon La'ashiei Isho. Eini Nemon La'ashiei Isho. So now, let's see the taste of Dafitres back in the Mishnah. Dafitres on the
table. What's the sentence La'ashiei Isho? I don't remember.
La'ashiei Isho. In other words, that he can marry a somebody who is rolling Osilikune. Let's say he has a daughter, and if he's a halol, then the daughter is a halole. So a king cannot marry her. So if the father, the grandfather said, or suppose the grandfather said that his son is a kain, and mainly his daughter is not a chole, or suppose the father testifies directly in regard to the daughter, biti, well, veino chalole. Some mele, he is not there. That requires to aid him. Is the indomor shebeo parast mishnayim, like edigereshin. So if an edecho dor apostle, even if he is the itzadi gomo, testifies that a certain woman who was an ishishish was nisgarish, if he doesn't have the get biyodo, some mele bezn cannot give her a hetalinose. But by momein, there is another aloha of nemones of tainis of Baldovo. By Dovo Shebeavo, there is no nemones of tainis of Baldovo. Now again, back to the tasteless that you chesam at basing service. Hoedim shomu ksav yodeinu uze. Avonisim oyinu, ktanim oyinu, psuedes oyinu, harilu nemonim. Vimishay, because a pesha osa ra pesha ita. So, Rasha, as I said, Rasha always is madgish, a pesha osa ra pesha ita. He doesn't say me, tasteless mentions me, but Rasha never mentions like abedim, the expression. But only Hapeshos Hapeshitia. Why? Very simple. According to the wonders of the Ramban, that Mige is not Shayach by Doshe Be'avo. And by Momen is Shayach, because by Momen there is another aloha of Nemonis of Baldovo. So Nemonis of Baldovo is only Shayach Ligabe Baldovo, but not Ligabe Eidin. Here it's the Eidin who say, Ksav Yodeinu Zeh Avranusim קטנים היינו, אנוסים היינו, פסולאידס היינו. So, it's not שייך to say, it's not שייך to say, מיגה. They are reading only by Baldova. And here it's Momain, but it's not, the Mige is not by the Baldova, it's not by the Leve, it's not by the Leve, but the Malve, it's by the Edim, so it's not Chayach to say Mige. But Hapesh Osa, Hapeshita is another Aloch. In other words, Edim have to be Mikaim the Ishta. What does it mean they have to be Mikaim the Ishta? That's a good Ishta. But if on one hand they say genuine, it wasn't false, on the other hand they say we were gamblers, we are craving, we are ktanim at the time we signed the shtar. So in effect they say that the shtar is a chasbe ba'olme, so it's not a godish al kiyum. So memele, it's true, the animal, it's as a choche, stories. But the shtar, in order to be shtar, with the rabbonon, has to be niskayim, and it's not a godish al kiyum. That's Rashi. So, Teisves asks Harilu Nemoni, Vim Teima Veloma Nemoni, Vom Mige Bimokim Edimu, Danan Sade, Shaloya Anusim Veloi Psule Eides, Doli Kamen Ambrinon Treu Treninu. So we see from Teisves Loshi, that Teisves is Chilekan Rashi, whereas Rashi says, that the time in the ratio of the money in Minks of Yodim Mismacher is not the time Migi is not Chaya by Edim, but it's because the Shtar has to be Niskayim to our goddess Edim and not to other Echoches. But here, there is no Kiyum. Kiyum means it's a good Shtar. Here they say the Shtar is a Chasve Balme, it's a piece of paper, worthless piece of paper. Some Mele, there is no Agodesh or Kiyum. Tesis is Chelik. And Tesis holds that Mige, even by Momain, Shaya Ba'edim too. So what is Tesis Shiti? Tesis Shiti is that we can be made in Momain, even on the basis of extraneous Echoches. So then you ask, but how about Edachot? The answer is, and Edachot, even though there is no psul about him, so, but he's an Olam Kosher, no one ever saw him being either of his, but the Torah does not consider, by moment, the Torah does not consider Haggadah by Nidachot, even though there is no race against him, as a Biur Gomor, but Mige is a strong Biur, true in Hilchim Momi Acharov. Right, so first of all, Shmuel says so, we pass like Shmuel. Rav says we can be Mason Momin on the basis of work. So it is a Birogamo. And then even Alibed Shmuel, that any of him on the world, so Tesis Sanhedrin says that there is a difference between Rova Tolubi Mineg and Rova Tolubi Teva. So in other words, we can. Shmuel only says by Mechir Sheirei, and then Vinimtzon Akron. If Ruvain sells an axe to Shimon, and then the axe turns out to be an Akron. So the question is, what did Shimon buy the axe? If he bought it Lishrite, so Akron is no res, is no chison. So what if it's an Akron? He's going to slaughter it anyway. But if he bought it L'Radye, so then it is a chisong. And Rube is Zabne Lishrit. And only Miut Anoshim, when they buy an axe, they buy it L'Radye. So Rav says, we go Basarov. And Shmuel says, we don't go Basarov. So, but Rova Tolu B'Teva, so that's effective in Gavni Foshis. Let's say, if somebody is born in Shishish, Shekiblo V'Yogdushin, and she is more than Gimul Shonim V'Meachot, so the law is if somebody is Mizaneh, well, there is Chayim Mis. But why aren't we Chishish? Maybe when she becomes 18 or 20, she'll produce all the simonim of violence. So then it will be retroactively be determined that the Gdushin was Dushitoes. The answer is, Reith Rave the Nakes, who are born and not born islanders. So that's Rova Tol Veteva. But here, whether Shimon bought it L'Radio or he bought it L'Shvite, he's telling convention. So by Surim, so it's a Xerus Akosuf that we rely on Rov Mitzadin, not Mitzadbir. But by Momin, there is Aloche, Momin, Amitz Mechavir Olvarayet, so there cannot be a din, it's a sophic, and still it can be made to moment. In order to make a moment, there has to be a biro gomo. So Rova Tolu Boteva is a biro gomo. But Rova Tolu Biminig Niodo is not a minigomo. And that's the Ramban Shita in Yidushin also, in the Sugye of Savlonis, that Memzayan Ches, in other words, there was a minig Bisman Chazal that a chosn used to send savlonis matone to the cow. So some says the minig was that first they send the savlonis, a tabas or a big cake, and then they omikadish. And in some places the minig was that first they omikadish, and then they send savlonis. So the Gemara says, according to the Gears of the Rach, that in a place where it's Rube Bisavle, Vihoda Mekach, first they send a matone. So even if they send a matone, I'll be aiding two shluchim to deliver a cake. So it's like an or even a ring, so it's like an engagement ring. She doesn't become a kodeshes. Only she is a semen of shiduchim. So according to Ras Gil, said Gemara in Kedushin says that in place where Rube is Misavle v'Hoda Mikach, and then he sent him Atone to aid him, so since there is a mute that Mikach v'Hoda Misavle, so from the perspective of the minik of mute Anoshim, so this cake or the ring that he sent to aid him might have been the Gdush, because first is Mikache Roda Misav. When will the cake, after Gdush come? It'll come a month later, or 2 months later, or a week later. So Mimele, we don't rely on Rav. So the Shef Shmaitze explains it. Why? Was the Pshat in Ramban, in the Rashbo, the Ritva in the Ran is Lishitosop. They say, Rova Tolu B'Teva is a bill. So it's a bill, so mainly it applies to Dor Shebe'av also. Mashein Kein. Rova Tolu B'Minek is a din. By Surin there is a din. According to the Rambam, Sveiki the Raise, he's also a Sofik HaShoku, who is materially cool. You couldn't say it's a bill, it's a Sofik HaShoku. So, in case of Rov, that is not a bill, but it's there is an Indian of probability, we don't have to be chayshish. Maybe it's also Mashenki, my Dover Shebeavo, there's Aloha Vedas, so they will require bill. So Rova Tolu B'Teva is a bill, Rova Tolu B'Mineg is not a bill. Anyway, so we see, so Teisa Shite is that Aril Eimenks have Yodon Yisim Okamacher, in the case of the Reish of the Mishneh. So why is it Nemonim? It's the morning because of Mige, not because of Apeshos Apeshita. Rashi Shiti is because of Apeshos Apeshita, because Mige is not Shayach. By the moment it's Shayach, if the Mige is by the Baltova himself, but if the Mige is by Eidin, not Baltova, there is no, so there can be only the morning's material Sedis, not Hechoches of Mige. But Rashi Shiti is that even by Dovah Shebe'avo and even by Momein, you can be Meitzi Momein on the basis of Adar Chochas. But how is it you cannot be Meitzi Momein on the basis of Agor Sidechot? So two things can be said. One is because there is a special art, L'yoku Midechot B'ish L'momein. So in other words, it's Sosa. If Bezdin is Mikabel, the Eidus of Midechot, even if it's a Tzadik like Chofetz Chaim, so Mimele, they are either on the love of the rice. And then there's something else. The Rambam mentions in Hilchas Sanhedrin, I mentioned it already, I. Perik Chavdalet Milchus Hanedrin Aloch Al. Yesh li dayen lodin b'nimomenes al pi advorim shedayti neitele sheinemes v'adov ha'chozak b'libe shukei af al pi shein shom raya b'ore v'in tzorich lei ma'arim hoyo yedea b'vaday shadov ha'keinu shehudon k'fi ma sheyedea keiza harei shenishayev odom shvue b'bezd v'yom al dayen odom shunemon eslei ושדאיתי שמחס על דבורף, שזהו איש חושד על השבוע. יש לי דיון להפך השבוע על שכנגדי, ואיש בה וייטל. הויל וסמכו דאיתי של דיין.